So welcome everyone to day two of the Winter Feast for the Soul. Just to take a moment to settle in, I'd like to invite you to just take a deep breath in. Long, slow breath out. And just take a moment to settle into your seat, letting go of the morning you've already had, travel, computer setups, breakfast, no breakfast, too much coffee. I'll say that's true for me. And as we settle in today, I want to remind everyone that we're exploring the concepts of the paramitas, the Buddhist concepts of the qualities that we can develop on our meditation cushion or meditation chair that can lead us to a sense of freedom. And the paramitas are generosity, joyful effort, patience, ethical conduct, concentrated meditation, and wisdom or understanding. And so we're going to start with the head of the parade, which is always generosity. And for today, I wanted to talk a little bit in general about generosity and also to do a logistic, because we offer the 40 days of meditation as well as all the morning meditations here at Gateway by donation. And that's intentional. And I want to thank Bill and Rebecca for allowing me to continue to offer it in just that way. And I do that in part because I'm really committed to making this available to people regardless of their financial situation. Because over the many years that I've had the opportunity to study and to practice, particularly in communities, it's because it's been available to me for free. And so I want to extend that and pay that forward. So that's part of my practice, is to be able to offer it to everyone so that it's available to everyone. And for me, that's the practice of generosity. That's one of the things that we can give. And in general, we want to think about generosity in a broad sense. So the easiest way to think of it is to give material goods, to give money, for example. Oh, I forgot to say the logistics. So the way that you can donate is on PayPal, Venmo, and by the very analog way of sending a check. And the or putting cash in the box in the studio. And all that information is available on my website, which is corbecktraining.com. I just remembered to put it on yesterday, so timing is everything. And if you go to the calendar and look at Winter Feast for the Soul, it has all that information. So I just wanted to do that logistics. And those donations get split between me and the studio, so it keeps the lights on, it keeps the heat going, and it keeps me going too. So when we practice generosity, one of the things, in any way, shape, or form, it allows us to feel a sense of abundance because there's enough to give, there's enough to share. So today I want to invite you to just think about all the ways in which you have some sense of abundance in your life. We all, in some ways, we need to feel that sense of abundance in order to give or to share. And then also to look at all the ways in which you feel stingy, in which there's just, you can feel or fall into a feeling of there's just not enough. And this sense of generosity, of practicing generosity, can be the antidote to those things. And so just looking at the ways in which we feel that there's enough or not enough really starts us on this path of generosity. and to just consider that there might be enough time, energy, money, effort, attention. And over this week, we'll start to talk about those kinds of ways in which we can be generous. So to begin, again, the formal practice, just taking your seat, feeling the sense of ground underneath you, feet on the floor, seat on the seat, feeling all the ways in which the earth is supporting you, in which there's enough support in your life to show up for your practice. Feeling all the ways in which you're supported and have a sense of abundance in your life. And then from that sense of groundedness, feeling the length of your back so that you're upright but not rigid. Not too loose, not too tight. Connecting to our natural human dignity. And then allowing the shoulders to be relaxed so there's a sense of opening or softening in front. Just allowing ourselves to let down our guard. Connect to our tender heart. That place that feels like there's enough. And then resting your hands comfortably, connecting to ease wherever you feel it. And allowing the mind to rest in the stillness of the body and the warmth of our practice together.